Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama podcast, written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 3, Rest in Peace.
Are you sure you want to go?
Mom, of course I want to go.
No one would think less of you.
Mom, just get my jacket.
Are we still going?
Yes.
Well, all right then, let's go.
It's been 2 days since Porter's interrogation, and now he and his parents are on their way to our Sacred Heart for Genevieve's memorial service.
Where the hell's the wheelchair ramp?
Around this way, I think.
Jesus. I'll be happy when I'm out of this damn thing.
Really? I don't think you've complained about it once.
Henry.
What? He's acting like a brat. No matter if he's a grown man or not, I'm calling out my son when he acts like a brat.
You two didn't have to come. I'm a big boy.
Hush. And roll up the ramp.
Porter rolls slowly into the church. The church is old, and the narrow pews are filled with friends and family of all ages, everyone in muted colors. On the altar sits an unassuming urn in deep purple.
Is that him?
Yeah, I think so.
Looks like we're sitting up front.
Porter? Porter Owens?
Yeah. What? Dax? Is that you?
Yeah, man. Long time no see.
Wow. What are you doing here?
I just moved back into town last month. I heard what happened, and so sorry, man. I hate that this is the reunion we have.
Yeah. Well, you remember my parents?
Of course. Mr. and Mrs. Owens, nice to see you.
You too, Dax.
Under the circumstances, nice to see you too.
Of course.
Well, we better get settled. I can't fit in the pews, so we'll be up front.
I'll catch you after.
Yeah.
But keep this woman, O King of Kings, beneath thy almighty wings. O God, the spirit of all our joys, the cause of our delights, the glory of our darkest nights, and the comfort at times like these.
Jen was never one for being the center of attention. She loved her friends and always wanted to celebrate them. So instead of me standing here and telling you all the wonderful things I'll miss about my daughter, I'm opening up the floor for those who would like to come up and share.
Are you gonna share something?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Well, this would be a good time, Porter. Maybe it
Dad,
could be a way to...
Please don't.
Hi, everyone. I've known Jennifer.
Hey, Porter, look who I found.
Holy shit. Luke Sullivan. Didn't recognize you in pants.
Hilarious, Porter. Hilarious.
Sorry, I just didn't expect to see you here. You and Jen were, you know, not so close anymore.
Yeah, but I still liked her. I'd feel odd not coming.
Porter, your dad's gonna pull the car around.
I'm good to walk, or wheel, or whatever. I'm good. Go ahead, I'll just be a minute.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys think this is appropriate or anything, but you want to grab a drink or something?
Oh, yes,
yes,
please.
Yes, please.
So we're all sitting at the edge of the dock. The water's murky as hell, but Luke here is like,
let's all jump in.
It was hot.
So we're all like, no way. Who knows what's down there, right? And then he just stands up, shoes and everything, and jumps right in. Nasty water splashing right back on all of us.
Just lake water.
Nasty lake water.
God, I don't think anything's changed since high school.
I'm not nearly as crazy as I was in high school.
Hey, do you remember that biking trip we took to Yellowstone?
Shit, I haven't thought about that in years.
That trip was epic. We should do that again.
What? You're serious?
I'm completely serious. Maybe we don't have to go to Yellowstone, but we should go biking or climbing or something again. Don't you feel the need for a thrill? Especially on a day like today?
What do you mean, on a day like today?
We celebrated the life of a friend today. A beautiful friend who's gone from this beautiful world. Why would we want to just sit in this dark bar drinking? She would want us out in it.
He has a point.
Yes, yes. We're all just so close to death all the time, man. Porter, you of all people should realize that. You cheated death, man.
I cheated? I'm sitting here in a damn wheelchair. My body's scratched and bruised and broken, but the worst part is that I have to wake up every day realizing that Jen isn't here. I understand she was your friend too, but you weren't there. And you know what? I think she might have known the asshole who did it. And this fucking detective thinks I did it. I cheated nothing.
You just gotta learn to deal with it, man. Then move on.
And you think going to Yellowstone will fucking cure me?
I just said it doesn't have to be Yellowstone. We could go to the Red River Gorge. We never got around to going. I hear they got some great climbing. Jen loved being out there like
that. And exactly how in the hell am I supposed to do any climbing? I was in a fucking explosion, Luke. Some asshole blew up my best friend, and you're sitting here telling me I need to deal with it by taking my crippled ass on a damn adventure? What is wrong with you?
Porter.
You guys good?
Yeah. Can you just get us a towel or something? Thanks.
Fuck this. I'm out.
No, wait. I haven't seen you guys in years. Come on, Porter. Just take some deep breaths and...
Oh, and you're taking his side too, Dax? You think I just need to get over it and move on?
I didn't say get over it.
No. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just... I think everyone deals differently. Luke, just because your way isn't the same as Porter's doesn't mean that you need to be disrespectful. I think we should just finish our beers and a few more good laughs and not talk about Jen for a little while.
You sound like a damn shrink.
It's because I am, though I prefer a therapist.
Here's that towel. Can I get you guys another round?
Porter?
I'm already half drunk as it is.
Another round it is.
Oh, watch it. Oh, my God, drunk in a wheelchair is not cool. Oh,
lightweight.
Shut up.
Ah. You good?
Yeah, I can take the wheel from here. Thanks for the lift.
No problem. And, sorry if I pissed you off before.
Yeah, it's cool. It's just, you know, it's just been a little shitty lately, you know?
I know what could make it less shitty.
Don't. I could barely sit next to a campfire right now.
Woof. Yeah, but you'll heal. Who's that on your porch?
What? Jesus. That's Haley, the detective who questioned me.
Detective making house calls? Do you need me to go with you?
No.
It's fine. I'm good.
All right, then. Don't be a stranger, bud.
Mr. Owens, I'm not going to have to arrest you for public drunkenness, am I?
Did you find another suspect, detective?
Nothing yet. I was just cruising the neighborhood and thought I'd stop by and say hello to see how you were doing.
Hello. Still in the wheelchair. Is that all?
I also wanted to let you know that the forensics team found Miss Reynolds' phone and computer.
Okay.
It's going to take some time to recover the data, if it's recoverable at all.
Is there a question in here?
Is there anything else you remembered about that night or that morning before we start digging into the information?
Oh, you mean if my accomplice left anything? I told you everything I could. If some other idea miraculously floats into my head, I'll be sure to let you know.
There aren't going to be any surprises.
Hell if I know. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm not feeling so hot. Oh, and unless you want me to throw up on those nice shiny shoes of yours, how about you let me go into my house?
Everything all right?
Yeah, Mom. Detective Haley was just leaving.
Mrs. Owens, nice to see you again. I just stopped by to check in. I hope you feel better soon, Mr. Owens.
Find who killed my friend, Detective, and then I'll feel much better.
Join us again next week for another episode of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter, Ryan Irwin as Luke, Avalon Heron as Dax, Wendy Keeling as Detective Haley, Stephanie Hall-Weedan as Mrs. Owens, Peter Aylward as Mr. Owens, and me, Michael R., as the narrator. Production sound, Matthew L. Hankins. Assistant director, Amanda Lorraine. Sound design, Joshua Sui. Original music, Brian Irwin. Editing, Faith McQuinn. Sound mixer, Michael Bowers. Production assistant, Delilah Ferrer. Casting, Courtney Edwards. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. For more information on the show, including a full list of cast and crew, and where to find us on social media, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.